Hello, hello. How's everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. Thank you to my family, friends. Thank you to my fans, my listeners, anybody that has tuned in. We're well over 100 subscribers now. I couldn't be happier with the results that I'm seeing with this passion project of mine. If you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at dynamic.podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Dylan_Eckes1. And if you want to send me an email with feedback, suggestions, constructive criticism, you can email me at dylan.eckes1@gmail.com. This is a personal development podcast. If you're wanting to take your life to elite levels, if you are wanting to expand your mind, push your body, grow your relationships, get in touch with spirituality, then this is the podcast for you. This is a personal development podcast that will take you to elite levels. I myself am not at the elite levels, but I know I'm well on my way. I'm confident in saying that. I'm confident in knowing that the tips, tricks, and hacks that I have used, that I have learned, that I have studied will help you on a day-to-day basis reach success, reach prosperity, and reach happiness and fulfillment in life. So if you are enjoying the content, if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure you share it to your social media, tag me in it, share it to my Twitter, share it to my Instagram, and make sure you share it with a friend. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Your perception of reality dictates your happiness. I'm going to say that again. Your perception of reality dictates your happiness in life. Once you change your perception, that is when you change your life. And that is what I'm going to be discussing today on today's Motivation Monday podcast. I'm going to give you the mindset that I have and the three words that I say to myself every day that has drastically changed my life for the better. Now, with that being said, this isn't going to be revolutionary. This isn't some magic pill. This isn't some success hack. This isn't some key. Well, I guess you could say it's a success hack. If you apply it correctly, and if you actually have good intentions with it and you take it seriously, it will change your life, because all it is three simple words. And what I do is I go into my phone, go to my alarms, and I set up three alarms every single day to make sure that when my phone goes off and I look down at my phone, these three words are what I see. And these three words are, number one, present. What do I mean by that? It means I am so obsessed with my personal development. I am obsessed with bettering myself. I am obsessed with being the best husband, father, entrepreneur, financial advisor, podcaster. I want to be great. I want to give my kids multi-generational wealth. I want to give my kids multi-generational core values and morals. I want to be able to leave a legacy. I want people to remember my name for being a good person, a good husband, a good father, and a good pillar to the community. So, if I spend all my time worried about my future, I'm never ever going to enjoy the moment. And that is what that means, is being present. When I'm with my wife, when I'm with my kids, I want to be present with them. Even when I sit down with my wife some nights and sometimes we just scroll through social media and hold hands. I know that sounds silly, but that's what we do, is when I'm with my kids or with my wife, I am present. When I'm with my clients, I am present. When I'm with my friends, I'm off my phone, I am present. It gives me so much more compassion for the people I'm surrounded by. It allows me to focus and have proper intentions with my clients, and it allows me to experience love on a level that a lot of people are missing out on with the social media apps and our phones and our laptops and our work and our careers. If you can focus on being present and in the moment, your life will become so much better. And by putting it into an alarm that comes up three times a day, it's going to remind you to be present in that moment. Number two is grateful. I'm grateful for waking up in the morning and being alive. I'm grateful for the breath I take. I'm grateful for the province and the country that I live in. I'm grateful for the food on my table. I'm grateful for the shelter above my head. I'm grateful for my relationships, the way my parents raised me, my faith in God, all of it. I am grateful that I have the life that I live. And I used to be the guy that was opposite. I used to be, woe is me, why me, all that bullshit. I was so negative towards my self-belief and my self-thoughts and my self-esteem and what my morals were. I used to shit on people all the time for the stupidest things. I used to be so, so negative. And by being grateful, it has turned me into a very humble human being. Kids will do that to you too, don't get me wrong. But being grateful for what I have, being grateful for my relationships, being grateful for the love I experience, the life I experience, it has given me, again, so much more compassion towards people. And it has allowed me to live a life with little to no negativity. And the reason being is because I'm grateful. With all the chaos going on in the world right now, I am so grateful for the life that I have, the relationships that I have, the food that I have, the air that I breathe, the location where I live. I'm grateful for all of that. Number three is relentless. I am relentless in my pursuit of happiness. I am relentless in my pursuit of fulfillment. I am relentless in my pursuit of wealth, in health, prosperity, and success. I, in my head and my perception of my reality, I am the hardest worker in the room. Nobody's going to outwork me. Nobody's going to outwork me in my career. Nobody's going to outwork me in the gym. Nobody's going to outwork me as being a father or a husband. Nobody. And even though there might be people who are better bodybuilders, people who are better entrepreneurs, better financial advisors, that is my mindset. And that is what's going to separate me and push me farther in life. And that's what's going to help you and help your destination in life and help your happiness in life and help your success in life is your mindset. So again, this is going to be a quick episode, but I want you guys to take something away from it. And what I want you guys to do is take these three words and think about what your three words would be. Think about what you want to achieve in your social life, in your love life, in your career, in your health, in your wellness, your mindset, your spirituality. And what are three words that you want to start representing? What are three words when you die would want to represent you as a human being? And for me, I want my family to know that I was always present and I was always there in the moment with them. I want people to understand that I was grateful for my path in life and the life that was given to me. And I want people to know that I was relentless. I did not stop working hard for my family, my kids, my legacy, my clients, my everybody, my friends. I want people to understand that I was relentless with my relationships. I wanted to make them work. I wanted to be the best friend that I could, the best husband that I could, all of that. I want to make sure that these three words are something that I can leave for people, leave as my legacy. And I want these three words to mean something to you. It doesn't have to be present, grateful, relentless. It could be love. It could be compassion. It could be tenacious. It could be intense. Whatever word you want to live by, whatever words that when people think of these words, they think of you, those are the words I want you to write down and I want you to keep as those alarms every single day. I hope you enjoyed the episode, guys. This is a quick one, but I wanted to get it out and get some motivation and get you guys in gear for the week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.